Hello.
I have Mr. Coulson for you, Mr. Coulson.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Market held pretty well.
Yeah, I know.
It was up 7 most of the day, and then a little profit taking at the end. But
right.
That's after the Friday we had. I think that's very encouraging.
Yeah, it's a good solid day.
Sure is.
That's right.
And a good volume.
Yeah.
Which shows that the confidence.
Well, the speech is probably not going to. It isn't going to give much of a lift. There's nothing much new in it, but. On the other hand, I guess the fact it's made keeps momentum.
The fact that it's interesting, Mr. President, the wire service leads are just the way I would have liked to have written them had I been able to. It said that the President is determined to maintain the initiative, is keeping the leadership in the program, shows his determination. It's really very good. President Nixon moved Tuesday to keep the initiative in the resumed session of the 92nd Congress. The personal appeal for his broad new economic program. Now, I think the fact that you go up there and consider it of such importance that you address the Congress, I think it'll be the kind of fire that we want to light under them.
Yeah.
And thus far, the reports really are coming very well from there. There's a lot of enthusiasm. As they come back in, a lot of enthusiasm. And of course, these polls have helped. You know that politicians read those. But I haven't, other than the partisan stuff we took on Labor Day, which we'd expect to take. There really has been very little grumbling or weakening. I think our fellows are in good shape on this one.
Right. Right.
I didn't convey to you this morning. We are really turning about. 3 or 4 of our better people just full-time on this until we get the legislation through the Congress and get into phase two.
Right.
I think it has number one political priority.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've had a bright young guy who has been working on drugs and crime and that sort of stuff, and I've just hauled him off.
Right. Right. One thing we want to do, of course, we've got a big gun sort of in the wings in Arthur Burns.
Right.
I noticed your memorandum covered him, and boy, we really got to trot him out. He has said he was going to wait, and actually he always does.
Yeah.
But until, you know, he's going to be paid attention to. But about next week, could have one hell of an effect.
Well, I noted you put the September 15th on the margin. I think that's just right. I think we...
Somebody talking to him or anything? Or?
Well, Bill Safire has talked to him three times.
He has?
And Bill had him one day agreeing that he would go on and do a network interview. And then he called back and changed his mind. Then he... was back on, then he's back. You know, God, he's a temperamental fellow.
Well, if a guy would just even come out and make a major speech or something, or for that matter, I don't know.
Well, I think he'll have to testify, Mr. President.
Testify, yeah.
That's of course going to be a damn good forum for him. And but I'd like to get him before that. I'd like to get a double shot at it. I'd like to get either a major speech or a television interview.
Yeah.
And then. Schedule them in to testify. The hearings are being booked now 2 weeks in advance, so I'm trying to get by the morning a complete list of the witnesses. I know that a lot of the business groups are lining up their testimony, and they're already scheduled in. The mm-hmm. Chamber of Commerce is scheduled.
Arthur will have effect when he testifies, but Safire should emphasize to him, look, Arthur, don't get frittered away. You're the big gun. We're all counting on you to go at the right
mm-hmm.
time.
Well, he will be helpful.
I'll talk to him, too, when we have the next
cabinet.
Quadriad. Well, we're going to have him to the cabinet, that's right.
Right.
But I think having...
Well, Bill has got good rapport with him, and...
I know.
And I'll keep...
Bill's point should be that, look, you're the big gun, and the president's not going to press you, but he wants you to pick your time and then come in and let salvo loose. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Hope Lewis called this afternoon to say that he's having a... very good reaction from people he's contacting around the country. He's gotten some good Democrats. He even thinks he's got Walter Heller lined up, which should be a real stroke if we get him. And he's got some Democratic businessmen working for him and some money coming in. And so I think he's a good organizer. We'll have a good citizens effort going on the outside.